I guess it was the fact that I never, ever want to see this happen to anybody else again. And what happened here was totally preventable. You won't hear me refer to it much as an accident, because I don't believe it was. This was a tragedy. This was a wreck. And I looked at some of the statutes and the penalties in North Dakota. The statutes were there, but penalties were a joke. And I said to myself, something's got to be done. Something has got to be done. And that's where I got the drive to get working on it. And I talked with the Deutscher family in Bismarck. We've been very, very close on this. And we decided, yeah, something's got to be done. And that's, we took it on. And we were successful.
What's the experience been like from other communities when you come to their town and present this? What's the reception been like?
Most of the time, the youth, very shocked. This is reality. This isn't some display that you might can say was it's a show and tell. This is an actual car that they were, that our family was killed in. They can look at the car seat and the back seat, and that was the actual car seat that Brielle died in. The diaper bag is still in there, her diaper bag. And I'm putting a face to the tragedy. That when people look at this, they realize this is reality. This is not just a made up show.
You mentioned the laws aren't as stiff as they should be. Have you had any response from any lawmakers?
The lawmakers have been, lawmakers and law enforcement have been very, very supportive of us. They've been, and we were told straight out, had it not been for our families, our three families that pursued this, it wouldn't have gotten done.
Really?
And that is, and that in a way is kind of sad, because why did it take our families to go to Bismarck and get this done when our legislators are elected to go out there and do that for us? But they got it done, and very proud of that. And they said straight out, had it not been for us, it wouldn't have gotten done. And that was, that's a good, something good to hear. Ultimate hope, and it never happens again to anybody, of course. But that people will get the message of it, that it's not acceptable to drink and drive. And that's the culture of North Dakota, the way it is. It's been shown and proven that it's so widely acceptable. It's fine. Just, you go have a few drinks and you get drunk and you drive home. Not a problem. There's not that many cops out there. I'll be okay. I'll make it. No, it is not acceptable. It is not acceptable to lose a loved one.